The Tao says heal things before they're born, before they express themselves in the literal. The shaman has learned to work in this invisible world of energy, to shift the blueprint so that the body shifts. And this blueprint not only informs our physical health, it also informs our emotional and psychological states. I had a client who came to see me, whose only child had died on September 26. The mother had given the keys to the car to her son on a rainy night, and three teenagers were killed in a terrible automobile accident. And she felt very, very guilty and was still mourning the death of her son and grieving the death of her son, and came to see me because every September 26, she would have a near-death experience. The first year she was waiting at a stoplight and somebody rear-ended her and she had to go to the emergency room. The second year, she was in a restaurant and ordered fish and was brought the only bad fish in the restaurant. Had food poisoning, again rushed to the emergency room. They found out that she was allergic to barium after her heart stopped after she was given barium for an exam. The third year, she decided that she would stay home and nearly electrocuted herself up while plugging in a lamp. Again, 911 had to be called. And she asked me, she said, how can my luminous energy field be organizing somebody rear-ending me, or am I getting the only bad fish in the restaurant? And the luminous energy field choreographs our physical reality, who we will meet, who we will date, who we will marry. It even selects the parents that we're born into, the destinies that we have, the people that we're attracted to, the bad fish in the restaurant, the exit that we will take off the freeway. It organizes and choreographs our physical and our emotional reality. This is what is known as karma in the East, in the Indian traditions. Of course, what the Indians did not do was to tell us where it lives. Where can we find it in the hard drive so that we can go and erase it? And what the shamans have done is that they have identified where these imprints reside in the luminous energy field and develop techniques for tracking these imprints, clearing them, erasing them, and overwriting them with light. As soon as this happens, the body's immune system is unbridled. Healing is accelerated tremendously, and we return to health, to physical health and to emotional health. We can break free of those recurring patterns like this woman had, where every September 26, she had a near-death experience. This is what psychiatry calls the anniversary effect. When we cleared the pattern, the imprint in her luminous energy field, she was able to grieve the loss of her child without having to relive his death every September 26. So we want to learn to work at the level of spirit, as close to the source as possible. We learn the language of energy, and we learn to intervene at the blueprint level of the soul. When Molly came to see me, I used a shamanic healing technique known as the illumination process, in which I tracked and found the imprint in her luminous energy field that predisposed her to these near-death experiences every September 26th. I will be describing this healing process for you later in our series. Once we identified the location of the imprint, we were able to clear it and overwrite it so that she was no longer in the grip of this repeating and very dangerous pattern.